With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump is the winner of the Iowa caucuses. The victory is the first step towards a 2024 rematch between President Trump and Biden. Mr. Trump this week will head to New Hampshire ahead of the state's January 23rd presidential primary. Ron DeSantis came in second. Nikki Haley came in third. Giving his victory speech, former President Trump praised his wife, Melania, for her role in the family and the campaign.
I just want to say to Amalia, you are special, one of the most special people I've ever known. And that was a tough period of time for the family, but she's amazing. She was amazing. So I just want to thank what she's done for our family.
Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy says he's suspending his campaign and is throwing his support behind former President Trump. Giving his concession speech, Ramaswamy said his campaign came up short in Iowa.
We did not achieve the surprise that we wanted to deliver tonight. And I think that that's just a hard fact that we're going to have to accept as a campaign.
Also at SRNnews.com, a missile fired from Yemen hits a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden. Correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Ambre and Dryad Global identified the vessel as the Eagle Gibraltar, a Marshall Islands-flagged bulk carrier. The ship is owned by Eagle Bulk, a Stamford, Connecticut-based firm, traded on the New York Stock Exchange. The firm did not respond to requests for comment. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, though suspicion has fallen on Yemen's Houthi rebels. They've been targeting that crucial corridor linking Asian and Mideast energy and cargo shipments to the Suez Canal onward to Europe, a move that's threatening to widen the Middle East conflict. I'm Charles de la Desma.
This is SRN News. Pro-family advocates are cheering a new piece of legislation on Capitol Hill.
The measure, which has been introduced in both the House and the Senate, is called the Families' Rights and Responsibilities Act, and it's designed to protect the rights of moms and dads to guide the upbringing, education, and health care of their children. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says the bill is needed because, quote, parental rights have been eroded by government actions that view children as the property of the state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Mexico is rarely listed as a nation where religious persecution is a problem, but that may soon change. According to International Christian Concern, persecution of evangelicals in the southern portion of the country is on the rise. ICC fellow Linda Burkle says drug cartels may target Christians because they do not approve of drug use. In pagan communities, evangelical Christians who do not wish to take part are pressured to do so, often with fines or jail time. This is SRN News. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a ground collision of two Boeing planes in Chicago, Norman Hall reports.
Federal air safety officials say a plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Sunday evening. No injuries were reported. Both planes were Boeing design. The left wing tip of an all Nippon Airways Boeing 777 jet struck the rear of a Delta Airlines Boeing 717 airliner. American aircraft manufacturer Boeing faces increasing scrutiny following a series of mechanical failures and subsequent grounding of its Boeing 737 MAX 9. An emergency exit door on that model failed and caused an emergency landing last week. It's not immediately clear what caused the latest incident. I'm Norman Hall.
It comes as the FAA focuses on DEI measures to hire more mentally and physically challenged employees. More details at SRNnews.com.